The United States is on high alert for the first case of the new Omicron variant of COVID-19. Here's President Biden at the White House earlier today.
Sooner or later, we're going to see cases of this new variant here in the United States. We'll have to face this new threat just as we face those that come before it.
The World Health Organization already has labeled Omicron a variant of concern as it spread to at least 11 countries on four continents, Africa, Australia, North America, and Asia. Scientists are moving quickly to learn about the variant. One vaccine maker says it could take 2 or 3 months to produce an Omicron-specific shot, if that proves necessary. And meanwhile, a number of countries, including Japan and Israel, are barring entry by non-citizens. Let's bring in Dr. Jean Marazzo. She directs the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Dr. Marazzo, welcome back.
Thanks, Callum. Good to be here.
I want to start with some basics because I know many people may have tuned out the news over a holiday weekend. We know so far that Omicron has more than 30 mutations to its spike proteins, and that's the part of the virus that enters cells it wants to infect. So does this make it more transmissible?
That is a great question. So the issue with this variant is that not only does it have a lot of mutations, it has some of these mutations in places that are concerning that do affect how well the virus binds to your respiratory cell lining or the lining of your throat or your nose. So theoretically, it could be more infectious. It could be better, you know, at attaching to you if it happens to come across you as somebody sneezes across the room. That is theoretical right now. We really don't know. It's going to take some time. The other thing I would say about these mutations is that not only are there a lot of them, and not only are there a lot of them in areas that are concerning, they are occurring in combinations that we haven't seen before. So one concern is that if you have enough mutations that affect certain functions and they kind of are able to augment each other, you could end up with a pretty potent virus. And that's why the WHO has taken the step of labeling it a variant of concern.
I see. You're sort of hinting at a second factor here, right? There's how easily you can catch it, and then there's how sick you would get if you catch it. So what do we know about that? And keeping in mind this is a variant that's only been studied for maybe a week, if that. So when will we know how likely it is to cause serious illness?
Right. This week and next week, and I think in probably 8 to 10 days, we'll know from laboratory-based testing whether the antibodies that are made in response to the current vaccines will protect you from getting infected. That will give you some clue about how good your natural antibodies or the antibodies you get from vaccine would be against protecting you from really severe illness, i.e. hospitalization or death. So we really don't know yet. You can sort of make some, again, inferences by comparing those genetic sequences, but it's really too early to tell. One positive thing, if you can call it positive, is that even though cases have increased recently in South Africa, there is no indication yet that there are more severe manifestations of the illness. So we're not seeing a huge spike in hospitalizations or death, even though we know Omicron is a big part of likely what's going on in the population there.
I see. So you said that there's a lot of work to be done about, you know, whether the vaccines we already have will hold up. I want to just drill down on that a little bit more because the vaccine maker Moderna is already saying it's looking into making an Omicron-specific vaccine. What should we read into that? Is that just sort of being proactive, or does it mean it's likely that the vaccines we have will not protect us?
A great question. I think they're being incredibly proactive, and I think it's all we can do at this time. Again, we would not be this hypervigilant if we were not concerned about this constellation of mutations. And I think it's important to, you know, try to walk that line between recognizing we need to know when we should be worried, and we should be worried with this variant, versus it is not time to overreact, right? I mean, we should just keep doing what we are supposed to be doing, which is getting vaccinated, masking as possible and as indicated, particularly for people who are unable to get the vaccine or unlikely to be as protected from the vaccine, those who are immunocompromised, et cetera, and really just wait to see what happens. I think that the fact that the Moderna folks are moving forward with even thinking about this is really a testament to how seriously we should take this virus. And we don't want to go back to a point where we're not able to get vaccine-induced protection.
Sure. Sure. And especially right now, right, the timing is lousy, too, because it comes in the middle of the holiday season. We just had Thanksgiving travel. Hanukkah's started last night, Christmas around the corner. So something to watch. And we know that Dr. Marazzo, you'll be watching it for us, too. That's Dr. Gene Marazzo, who directs the Division of Infectious Diseases at Alabama-Birmingham. Thank you so much for your time, as always.
Thanks, Callum. Stay safe.